This is Dishpan Hands on CJMQ 88.9 FM. My name is Sheila Q. And if we spent breakfast together, which some of you do with me every Wednesday morning, with your copy of the Sherbrooke Record, the record newspaper sitting in front of you in the Dishpan Hands column, you may have had a chance to read about my guest on the show tonight, and that is Wesley McCoy, originally from the townships but currently living in Montreal, who has a super interesting business. For any of you nostalgia freaks out there, Wesley's your guy. Now, Wesley's website is called www.retrovintage.ca. Retro vintage because he's got a real passion and interest for vintage furniture, vintage dishware, a little mixture of all things vintage, and vintage bicycles, which is a part that I don't know. I don't know how anyone who was once a child living in it, especially in an area where they were allowed to go out and get some fresh air and have an interest in bikes, can't not love this. So welcome to the show, Wesley.
Hi, Sheila. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for being on the show here. Now, talk to me about how you developed this interest in vintage stuff.
Well, it's kind of been developing sort of over the years. It's been sort of more recent for me. I guess to fully understand, you would have to go for a walk through my apartment. And you would quickly discover that there's very little modern in my apartment, from sort of vintage tables and couch and kitchen and then, you know, if you stay for supper and you're eating off of vintage plates. So it's kind of, one of those things that's been developing for a few years. And
That's definitely, now, I've had the chance to actually visit your place once, and yeah. I must say that it's something that really is striking. And the interesting thing about it is that as much as, you're absolutely right, it's your furnishings and whatnot aren't modern, but very stylish. So what is it that really attracts your eye? Like, talk to us about more about finding the pieces that you, acquiring what you have and what you sell.
Right. Well, I mean, I find that it's such a unique character of the pieces that I find. And sometimes I feel like I don't find them, they find me.
Right.
So, I mean, I do the thrift stores, I do the garage sales, garbage days. Garbage days are a source of great treasures.
Yes.
Especially during moving times. And it's just, I find it funny how underappreciated some things are, and they end up put out to the curb, and when I see them, they don't stay there for very long.
I have a great story about our family. We are very attracted to people's stuff that's out in the garbage. No, not garbage itself, but these wonderful items that get somehow discarded there or decided they're not used anymore or needed. And we once, my aunt and uncle live on Sir George Simpson, which is a street that runs along the 20 in Lachine. And my great aunt at the time was living at 39th and Fort Roland, so right down near the water, so right by the Lachine Canal. And we once found a wheelbarrow while we were walking my aunt home, and we pushed that wheelbarrow all the way, like pretty much we were about halfway between Sir George Simpson and the water, and we walked my aunt, I think some of us rode in it at different times, to 39th and Fort Roland, and then all the way back to my aunt's, and I know we picked up other things as we came back.
That's great. That's the fun of finding something, you know, unique, and I can walk through my apartment and tell you the story of where everything came from, of, you know, random events that occurred, even so much as finding a Fire King mug on the side of a busy street where there's no housing or anything. It just was there in
just
the dirt.
There.
And we dug it up, cleaned it up, and it's in the cupboard now.
It's so great.
Yeah.
What would you say would be your most exciting find along the lines of something that you discovered that didn't cost you anything? Like, so if you were to think, could you think of something that would pop into your head for that?
Well, I'm looking right now at my kitchen set. About 2 months ago, I discovered four vintage 1950s chairs. And as you can imagine, they weigh an absolute ton.
Of course.
So I had gone out to pick up some groceries for supper, and I see four of them on the side of the street, a good 15-minute walk away from home. And so, not taking any chances, I decided to wrangle all four of them home. By the time I got home, I couldn't lift my arms.
Worth every moment.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Now, as I was saying, this another thing that is of great interest to you. Now, we've spoken about furniture and about dishware and Fire King, which is, oh man, anybody who doesn't appreciate Fire King dishware, they just have to have it. And there's not just dishware, there's even jewelry and other things that were made that were in the along the lines of this type of material. Just has to go online and do a little researching, because there's a lot of people documenting these things that most people have seen in somebody's cupboard. Usually the grandparents or that sort of thing would have had this much more regularly, and suddenly it's become quite a hot item. Now, how about your... Now, there's also bikes that are of great... bicycles that are of great interest to you. How about that? How about your interest in bicycles, and how did that form?
I think that formed... I've always been a great cycling enthusiast. If I can get somewhere on two wheels, then, you know, don't tell me about driving there. just last year I biked over 3,000 kilometers.
Really?
This year I'm going to try to hit that as well.
Wow.
So I'm always out on two wheels. And I've always been kind of mechanically minded that, you know, I like fixing things. And so it's just sort of almost a natural progression that, you know, I fix my own bike. And then suddenly I move to Montreal and I have space. And so I can fix my bikes and have space to fix others. And then sort of another component of that is that, again, on trash days, you see bikes that are tossed out into the trash heap that need maybe a new set of brakes, they need a little bit of love, and they'll be back on the road again.
Right.
I don't feel right about walking past them and just seeing them and thinking, oh, this is going to be landfill.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I bring them home, and I give them their second life, or third life, or wherever they're at.
Whichever life they're on, particularly
exactly.
At that moment. Oh, that's so great. And, you know, I am one of those people who, when I put something in the garbage, I think about the landfill. I've visited our landfill for our area. I worked for the MRC du Val Saint-François and the Société de la Gestion des Matières Résiduelles, which is the group that looks after the sanitation site for the landfill for our area. And as much as it's quite neat, and it's not particularly... I was surprised about a lot of things. It wasn't particularly smelly. It's quite well maintained. We can't just keep doing this to the land, like consuming things and just being okay with tossing it in the garbage. So it's really incredible that you're also doing this great recycling endeavor as well. Now, what have been some of the eras of the bikes that you've worked on or restored? Because they're not, like, that varies, right? You've had some different, it's not just recent bikes that you've been working on.
No, I've been quite lucky to find some sort of 1960s and 1970s models, and not so many of the more recent ones. But it seems like, you know, perhaps people have upgraded to a newer bike and they don't need their one-speed or their three-speed cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes, and as soon as I see them, I have to pounce on them. And again, also shopping online and looking for good deals.
So if somebody wanted to contact you in order to get a bike to you, or for you to acquire it from them, they could contact you through your website, right?
Yeah, there's a contact page on my website, and that goes directly to my email, which I check about probably 100 times a day.
We're all, yeah. That's the generation, that's where we are.
Exactly.
I love it. I love being able to be in touch with anybody or to learn about anything at any time. That's that beauty of the internet. So retrovintage.ca is where you need to go. If for whatever reason you have difficulty accessing that information, you can always contact me, Sheila Q, through the station at here at CJMQ at 819-822-1838 or at dishpan_hands@hotmail.com. There are various different ways, but go check out Wesley's website, and even if it's, there may be other things, furniture, dishware, that sort of thing, something that you think he may be of interest to him, think before you put it in the garbage, because here's somebody who could give it that other life. So thank you so much for being on the show. And before we go, we have to do the final four. I don't know if you've had a chance to think about that aspect of things, but this is every week I explain my aspirations to, like James Lipton of Inside the Actors Studio, butter up my guests and then ask my four questions at the end. He has his other, I think he has five, but anyway, I'm being modest with my four questions. So now Wesley McCoy, retrovintage.ca person, what would you say would be one of your greatest strengths?
I think one of my greatest strengths is working with people. Besides the retro vintage, I also work in a nonprofit community center with people of all ages. So it's one of my really great passions is sort of working with other people and really kind of helping people.
Great. Okay, so what would you say is one of your weaknesses then?
Well, as you can imagine, and as I know of yourself, we're kind of the generation that really tries to do so much with our time. And sometimes I find that, you know, I'm trying to do so many things at once and just run out of time.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's kind of, you know.
Not enough hours. And as a result, not enough sleep.
Yes.
Yeah. Kick in the night owl and a little caffeine and away we go.
Okay,
so what is your favorite candy?
I don't eat many candies, but I was thinking about that, and I do have a small weakness for those Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, now, see, every time somebody, I'm very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? The power of suggestion is strong with me.
Right.
Yeah, so Cookie Monster would eat those little cookies. I don't want to eat those little cookies. You know, now you're talking about Reese's peanut butter cups. I'm like, I can smell it, you know? So good. Okay, now, what would you like to be remembered for? That's the last of the final four.
Just for helping people. I mean, I don't feel like I need any great recognition for it, but I just want to be remembered as somebody that is out there and helping others and, you know, just doing my thing.
Well, you know, I think that's such a great thing to aspire to as well, and I think more people should put their emphasis there. And certainly with Retro Vintage, you have an opportunity there to touch a lot of people as well who are looking for that bit of nostalgia, that the like this thing that's like, oh my goodness, I remember those, you know, or I have to have that because I had one when I was younger, and I, you know, maybe like a certain radio DJ and a certain bike that she's buying. Yeah. So I think that's great. And I would have to say that you're on to right on to mission accomplished with that one. So thanks a lot, Wesley. And everybody go check out retroventures.ca. It's a must. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. This is Dish Pan Hands.